Hola, de hola, hola.
Hello.
Okay, we got another 30 seconds. So okay, so yesterday we weren't so sure what this Svara is. Okay, I don't really know. It sounds like Mitzvah is some kind of Svara, that it's a motivation. That there's a motivation why we have to be Deicha. So we can't learn out to other places because there's a stronger motivation.
Rebbe, there's two ways to read the word mitzvah sebekach. I don't know which way Rebbe wants to read it. Mitzvah sebekach means that the only way to do this is going through that wall, so to speak. Mitzvah sebekach. There's no other way to get to the other side of the street without going through the wall. So that's mitzvah sebekach. How else could there be a mitzvah? Another one is mitzvah sebekach means that's the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah. Mitzvah sebekach is the way it was delivered, was in this fashion. Not the fact that it's going through whatever that is. Mitzvah sebekach is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, so we have to follow that rule. It's not that two things haphazardly came together.
Okay, I read it the first way, that the only way to get the mitzvah is to do the aveira. So there's a the only way to get the mitzvah is to do the aveira, and therefore there's a stronger motivation and need to do. In other words, the way I read it is that we don't want to be mevatel one of the tarryag mitzvahs. Every in other words, that you end up not doing it in a particular case, okay, only Rahmana Patre. But if a mitzvah is never done, that's already like a tragedy. The world needs all tarryag mitzvahs. There's a certain every mitzvah adds a certain level of shlemus to the world. So if there's a mitzvah that can't be done without being deicha, so if you're not going to be deicha, then you're going to be missing, the whole world will be missing that mitzvah because it'll never get done. And if it'll never get done, I think David seems to say that. That the mitzvah will never be done.
I thought Rabbi
Yitzhak
said he said
bin
about that yesterday,
Yonacher,
so what? I thought Rabbi said, so what?
I understand. But that's how it sounds like David is saying. That so what is that it's going to hurt the Kedusha of the world. The world, the Shlevis of the world comes about through 613 mitzvahs. And if one of the 613 mitzvahs cannot get done, then the world is not shalom. Because, it's an extent, it's a Kal v'chomer from the Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital said, the famous Reb Chaim Vital, that every person has to fulfill all the tarryag mitzvahs. Because the tayag mitzvahs are keneged ramach evarim and shesah gidim, and if you're missing
Aren't there like a lot of the mitzvahs that are not shayach, like the mitzvah say to take
so
your
they say,
dishes
okay,
sota to the base of Mikdash and to take
your
the pencil
yaitzi
more
is
into the
repeated
shower
in
here?
Togo, or your yaitzi is by learning. This he says that by
Okay, so
learning
like
it.
once you see by learning, then you can say the same thing by from the Sefer
Okay,
too. I
I'm
want to learn
just
about
telling
it.
you. I'm not I'm just saying what the Reb Chaim Vital says. I'm not saying the Tzavis is agreeing with it. Chaim Vital says that every person has to be yotzei every mitzvah. What do you do with the mitzvahs that can't be done? So he doesn't explain. So people say either by learning or by achdus in Klal Yisrael, because or Bri Gilgul, I don't know. But the Maizri says that every person has to be yotzei every mitzvah because that's how you get shleimus. So Tzayv is not saying what the Reb Chaim Vital said, but he's saying, Poshib Shani is saying a similar idea, that the world, the Shleimus of the world, needs Taryag Mitzvahs. Every mitzvah brings a certain Kedusha to the world. So if the world will be missing Taryag Mitzvahs, it's like if the world was missing butterflies, right? Is that a famous mashal? The world was
Yeah,
missing
the butterfly
butterflies?
effect.
What? No?
Yeah, they call it a butterfly effect. Like, if you went back in time 1 million years and you like killed one butterfly, then
Right. Over the million years, you may change, like, you know,
right, change like
5,784. What is a million?
That's what they thought. That's the tier in the secular belt.
The idea is that even though it might not be the most important thing in, you know, the central, but if everything is important, so, you know, every mitzvah, some mitzvahs are bigger, some are smaller, but each mitzvah has a major effect in the shleimus of the world. So therefore, if one of the mitzvahs are missing, it hurts the world. That's how I learned Shana Tysis.
Maybe he doesn't want to hit the other side.
That's how Kosh Baruch Hu should have made a different mitzvah to substitute. Okay, and I missed out as kasha, you know.
Rabbi doesn't want to hear the other side. The mitzvah of bekach means that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered the mitzvah. And if a mitzvah, it doesn't say mitzvah bekach, mitzvah soy, his mitzvah is bekach. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the commandment in this manner. So we don't want to be taught to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave.
I don't know, David says, because if you don't do it, David's lashon is,
and he's
going to
the bottle the mitzvah completely, it says.
Yeah.
Right, so it's exactly vato what a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave, and he gave it bekach. In other words, we're saying the delivery of Kaddish Baruch Hu gave mitzvah bekach in this way. He
didn't give a mitzvah yibum. Shmuel, it says butler mitzvah yibum. That's not your pshat.
Right, we're not. I'm saying it's not as we're just taking off one of the 613. It's much greater than that. That's what I'm saying. Taisa is saying it's much bigger svar. It's much greater than Stamos. We won't do it. Okay, so you have 612. That's what Rebbe asked yesterday. I said we'll have 612. Over here, it's much greater than that, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, is in this oifen. So we can't just say, okay, let's, well, forget about it. That's the way he gave it.
Okay. I don't know. Then let me go. I want to finish the week. So, okay, that's right. But there, so let's be Rav Ochanan. Rav Ochanan, I think we were supposed to read it for like 5 days already.
Oh.
Let's read it. So Rav Ochanan, very interesting Rav Ochanan. I remember years ago working many hours at Rav Ochanan. The Rav Ochanan brings that both the Ramah and the Ramban argue with Taisus. And they say that it's not working through the Chiyah.
Hutra, it's Hutra.
Hutra. The Rav Ochanan himself has a Kasha that we see that's an Ice Gimel that you can learn out Esei Daichav and Elsei even from a Hutra. Because if it's Hutra, it's a Kavakomer, you can do Dechia. Okay. So let's wait with that. So what's
the Kasha again?
What?
What's the exact Kasha and Gimel?
What do you mean the exact Kasha and Gimel?
Rebbe just said that even if you hold Hutra, we still have the Kasha. What Kasha?
No, I'm saying Taifas Kasha was, we're going on Taifas's Kasha. Taifas Kasha is, the Gemara says we hold Ein Esei Deicha Losei Sheish Bokaris. Why don't we learn out from Mitzvah Yibum that Esei Deicha Losei Sheish Bokaris? Because that's what happens by Mitzvah Yibum. The Mitzvah Esei is Deicha the Isser Eishasach. Right? So Taifas answers it's Mitzvah Sobekach, which means that Taifas is seemingly answering that Enochinami, Shana Mitzvah Yibum is Esei Deicha Losei Sheish Bekaris. Well, you can't learn out from there to anywhere else because it's Mitzvah Sobekach. There's a stronger motivation. It sounds very, very bizarre, Taisus, but that's what he says. Because I gave the guys in my share at Seer that on Yom Kippur, one of the Viduyim is Alchet Shatana Fanecha Ba'ines, right? Ba'ines and Baratzin. So the shayla is, why do we clap on chet per oynes? Oynes rachmana patre. So, okay, there are many answers, but the simple pshat is that even on an oynes rachmana patre, you have to clap on chet. So it's going to come out, according to Taisvis, you know, that's a simple structure. Why that should be? Because the galgen chovai de chayiv, because, I don't know. So the comes out, according to Taisvis, if a guy does his miyabim, and his brother and his wife, he has to clap al chayt shechatana lefanecha ba'ines, because he was over the Isser Eishasach. It's not, it's the chiyah, Tachiyah means that you're Iver Baimes. That's what Tachiyah means.
I think if we say Tachiyah Hutra over there, but we don't say the guy has to the Hatzalah guy has to be a Klap Al-Khay.
If it's Tachiyah, then you would have to say Al-Khay Chatam Nabainas Ratzal Chayra. That's what Tachiyah means. Tachiyah means that Be'etzim you did a Maisa Veira. It just was Tachiyah. So then you should, I don't know, I think you should Klap Al-Khay. You know, there's a Be'etzim, you're doing a Maisa Veira. Okay, anyway, but that's what Taiva. So Taiva seems to hold that Be'etzim it's a Maisa Veira. The reason why it's Mutter is because it's Tachiyah. So Rav Chanan brings two people who say that it's Hutra. And therefore they say that you cannot, that the Memeda answers Taiva's is Kasha, because you can't learn out from Yibum that Esay Derchad Osei Shesh Makares. Because by Yibum, it's not Tachiyah, it's Hutra. So the Shaila in the Havana is, why? Why do we assume that by Yibum is Hutra?
What is it?
The Gemara, in other words, by Pesach and by, you know, by Kalayim and Sisters, we don't assume it's Hutra, we assume it's Tachiyah. So, Where did Chazal get, according to the, you know, there's, you could explain Yibum as Tachiyah, and Rataivis explains it as Tachiyah. So where did the Ramah and the Ramban get that Yibum is not Tachiyah, it's Hutra?
So what does Hutra mean? The Rebbe explained, what does Hutra mean?
Hutra means that Tachiyah means that your mom is doing a Maisa Aveira, except the Torah gave you, said that what can you do? You got to do an Aveira.
It's pushed down.
But Hutra means it's not a Mais Aveira altogether. It's not an Aveira. It's not that it's because the ends justify the means. There's no bad means. It's not an Aveira.
That sounds a lot like what Shmuel was saying before.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer you.
And to say that Hashem wants you to do the mitzvah, that sounds like what Rebbe said about Hashem wants you to do the mitzvah, it shouldn't be. That sounds like a hutra svara, not a hutra svara.
Okay, but the hutra means that the Torah is not an aver in the first place. This is not, Torah never asked this. The chiyah means the Torah asked it, but in order to get the mitzvah, we're daicha the iser. You do something that was usser. So the ends, even though it's a bad thing to do, it's a bad thing to do something that's usser. But what can you do? You have to do something bad in order to get the good result. Well, they say, supposedly, well, I want to read it inside because I want to try and work on this a little bit if we get a chance. Supposedly, the Ramah and the Ramban are saying hutra. Right, so the question
means it's a good thing.
What?
It means it's a good thing, meaning not that it's a power, that's just not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
I do not know what they're saying. Hutra means it doesn't say it's a good thing. Hutra intrinsically just means that it's not a bad thing. There's no intrinsic bad. Is it, are they saying it's, the question is, how do they know? Where do they get? Do they give any hesber? We have to read them inside. What normally it seems everyone's assuming Tachiyah. So the Taivis assumes Tachiyah by all the cases of Kalayim, Mitzitzis, Pesach, you know, Tumid, all these cases, the Gemara quotes, we always assume it's Tachiyah. And that's why we're learning out Esei Deichelos to say. Comes along, Taivis is thought that Achos Eshazach is also Tachiyah. Comes along the Ramah and the Ramban. And I'm saying that, no, that's Hutra. So let's read inside. Where do they get? Is it just pulling it out of their hat that it's Hutra? Or is there some indication why that we assume it's Hutra? What do you need to make something to assume it's Hutra? Can you just
maybe they like Tyson Kasha, they don't like
whatever you want, you just say it's Hutra? Or do you need certain indications to say hutra. What?
Why do you have to say that? Just say they like Taisus Kasha, they don't like his teretz.
Because it's, the question is, okay, that's, and I don't know, because if that's the case, so then you stop killing the Gemara. How did the Gemara ever learn out? Say over there is hutra. You know, there's that you can just simply shlug up the raya that say dechalose by coming along and saying hutra. So say always hutra. See, how do you learn out from Kalayim and Sitzis? That say dechalose say maybe over there is hutra. Like there has to be the chayra some indicator why normally when we see a fight between an essay and a losa say, we assume it's sechia, and therefore by kalayim it sits as we learn out essay deicha losa say. The Gemara wanted to learn out essay deicha losa say. It says from Pesach mila and tamid, and there over there we did not assume it's hutra. But by the mitzvah yibam beats the aishesach, we don't learn out because we assume it's hutra. So why here do we assume it's hutra? We didn't assume that by Pesach, Tamid, and Mila. We didn't assume hutra.
Could Taisus Teretz be strong enough svara to make it hutra? And they don't hold this halfway business.
It seems it's not. I mean, let's read them inside. Wait. Taisus Svara, I don't think it's a hutra. Taisus Svara, when I read Taisus, okay, you know, you said you disagree with me, but I don't, you know, but so when I read Taisus Svara, it just said we're strongly motivated. Strongly motivated does not make it hutra.
No, so the argument of Taisus, that's agreed.
Let me read the inside. Okay, let's read inside. Aborama, so it's a test to be out. We'll see how far we can get. I know it's a long piece. Avo Ramah bechidushim Sanhedrin daf nun gimel. Hikshe gavken kushes taisus. He asks Taisus his kasha. The neiv meyibum the essay deichalose sheish bokares. In other words, that let's turn out from yibum that the mitzvah yibum is deichal deichalose sheish bokares. The tiretz the meyibum ain milbog the ain amitam dechia. The tiretz that here is not working through dechia. Cause of his other shino, the shiny iseracious off. The iseracious off is different. Why? The key klamatke b'makam yibum when aishus off gets pushed away by yibum. La misham daasi esir dachil asay of the mitche. Not working through a system of esir dachil asay. Edam yishum, but it's a different system. Kivin de lo mishkachas yibum, and a gabiyeshes ach. Since we can only find yibum when there's an aishes ach, memele. That's a very important word. Memele shabbos. That is an indicator. The fact that there's only yibum when there's an aishes ach. So the aishes ach is what generates the mitzvah yibum. Is only yibum, the namishkachas yibum, and a gabi eshesach. There's only yibum by an eshesach. Mimele shamis, the no ozer achmana eshesach, and a shalom makom mitzvah. That shows you that they never answered eshesach except when it's shalom makom, only shalom makom mitzvah. Kol hechad yesh bo zara, aval hechad the meis below zara, lo osra zara. Tor never answered it. The amtu lo kishoy afil biyishnia, and that's why biyishnia is mutter, because the Torah never answered it. Aval gami chay bilavim, like the member the osra chman chay bilavim cloud. Shlo el mo'akom mitzvah. We don't say stam hutra. Why not? You need a raya to say hutra. In other words, over here, there's an indication. That's what he's saying. Without an indication, you don't say this svara. Here, it's memeda shabbos. The fact that there's no mishkachas yibum and a gabi eshesach, so that indicates that no azrach manashem moshamakam yibum. But by other cases, Since we know there's no mehechi teisi, we have no indication. Pavadai kivin the mishkachas la the mitzvahs yibum the mekayme biyamo b'shar nashim the sharinim. Since we find mitzvahs yibum without being daicha the iser, heimer lov the kal otrachman lechayve lavim pimakom yibum asrinim. So the Torah may be asrinim even b'makom yibum. Okay, that's the Yad Ramah.
That's not Hutra. That's the Torah never answered. Hutra, okay. I thought meant that way. It's
okay.
Hutra.
Okay, fine. The Torah never answered. But what does that mean? Before we draw, you're right. I agree. I use the wrong word. Before we dwell on the high time, the mitzvah of the have a hutra. Okay, so he uses the word hutra. It wasn't just me. Okay, so what's this right? It sounds like he's saying that you need an indication to say hutra, or that it's not the end. The indication is, kiven de lo mishkachas yibam el agabe eshesach, since we don't find yibam. Ella Gabi Eshazach, we only find Yibam in that case. We only find Yibam in that case. The Meda Shamina Shamis. Like what is that? What is with the other?
He seems to
why would we assume that the Torah case? That the Torah made in Nisr in a situation where I mean, isn't it more mistaber to say that Hashem didn't make it Asr? That's the whole mitzvah.
Why not? Why the man in Israel and the mitzvah is daicha? We have a system of essay daicha, so they it's daicha. Why is it more mistavra?
Because, like Rabbi said yesterday, it's not mistaber that the siba for the ruach tumah is also could be the siba for kedusha of the mitzvah.
Is that what he's saying? Maybe. What does he say? If you look in the Torah's Adam, in the ice base, let me jump. In other words, is that what he's saying? In other words, so is he saying as far as I said yesterday? I said yesterday, right? That's what Aaron wants to say. That he's saying that if you see that the only way you can have mitzvahs yibum is if there's an eshesach, so that means that eshesach is kufa a positive cause. It's in Asia, since that's the only time there's a mitzvah yibum, so that's obviously part of what's being gairim the mitzvah yibum. So if that's what's being gairim the mitzvah yibum, so that means that that's a siba for a mitzvah. So something which is a siba for a mitzvah can't be usher.
Say it again. Say that again. That's for.
In a way we that is right. If
Those are just words. Of course, she's the brother's wife, and Hashem wants to be making bias. Of course.
We were saying it like this.
Yes, sir. Avera,
something is usher because things aren't just dumb usher for no reason. Something's usher because it's bad. There's a ruach hatumah. Hashem didn't stop make things usher because he was stuck. He needed 613 mitzvahs. So he said, hey, let's make up a funny yisr. Okay, it's usher to do this. Hashem made something usher because there's a reason why it deserves to be usher. don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg, but there's a reason. There's a ruach atumah. There's a chazer is also because of symptom alev. There's an iser that brings about, there's a cause that brings about the iser. On the other hand, something's mutter, a mitzvah, because there's a reason why Hashem wants it. There's a reason why it's good. There's a reason why it brings about a ruach kedusha. So if I see that every yibum, the yibum only comes about when there's an eishes ach, that means that the eishes ach is a siba for good. That's a siba for ruach kedusha. Otherwise, because that's an integral ingredient for the mitzvah. So obviously this is what's generating the mitzvah. If it's generating the mitzvah, it means that it causes a ruach ha-kedusha. So how can it be that something which causes a ruach ha-kedusha is the etzem and iser? Can't simultaneously cause a ruach ha-kedusha and ruach ha-tumah.
Yes.
Chazer is the ruach ha-tumah. You have chazer smeared on your matzah. The chazer causes ruach ha-tumah. Matzah causes a ruach ha-kedusha. To get the mitzvah, matzah, we're deicha, the ruach, the iser of chazer. But here, it's the same mitzias, it's the eishes och. So if the eishes och causes mitzvah, the eishes och she'ein obanim, then it's not mistara that eishes och is going to cause iser. Right? That's what
he says this svara here?
That's what Aaron Hertzberg, you know, said that maybe that's his svara.
I'm saying it's low nimsa. I'm saying
he's saying that what he's saying here, that Amishum, the kiva that Amishkachas Yibum and Agabi Eshazach, since we only find Yibum by an Eshazach, so that's indicative that the Eshazach is what's bringing about the Yibum. Because you see, if it's only Yibum by Eshazach, so that means that Eshazach is a Siba to cause the mitzvah Yibum. Memele Shamis, and also Ramana, Eshazach. So that proves to you that the Torah didn't answer it, because it proves to you that it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. That's how he wants to read it. Okay, what I would like, that was the interesting shaila. Now, what would be, what's a different possible svara for him? Let's just try out and then we'll try to look inside. What?
You could read it like almost like a drusha. The same way you could use a drusha to put a gedder on the scope of an iser. So we could read the fact that the mitzvahs requires an eishesach as a gilui that the iser itself never applied in that particular situation.
How is it a gilui? Maybe it's working through the tefiya.
Because it's more mistaber to touch up the Torah is saying that eishesach here is a mitzvah to be miyavim. It's more mistaber to touch up as the Torah is saying this is not part of the iser.
Why? Why is it more?
Because it's less mistaber the Torah would give a mitzvah that requires an iser as a tenai in the mitzvah.
It's funny to say that Hashem made a mitzvah that the way to do the mitzvah requires a dechia each and every time.
Okay. In other words, in the simon, Hashem wouldn't do such a thing to give a mitzvah that requires dechia. Hashem wouldn't give a mitzvah that requires the chiyah. So Hashem wouldn't.
Well, if you see it like that, you're gonna have problems from some of the other cases in the Gemara.
Hashem wouldn't give a mitzvah that requires the chiyah. Okay.
Every time. You have to add the words every time, right? Because otherwise you're going to type it loud.
Every time we're not give a mitzvah that requires the chiyah every time. Okay, I thought. Okay, I hear that. Maybe that's a shot too. And that's going to be a little bit of. In other words, it's not that because it can't be a mitzvah and aveir at the same time. It's like philosophically impossible. It's just practically speaking, if Hashem wants a mitzvah, he's not going to put an aveir there, because it's just if you're putting an aveir there, makes trouble. Now, there's way I sort of hear it is, I don't know if this is a good mashal, but I'm just off cuff. When I was not in yeshiva, when the yeshiva went to Israel in 1968, I was still in high school. I did not go, but a lot of my friends went. I came to yeshiva in 69. So they bought a building, Sanhedrin Sheish. That was like at the very end of Yerushalayim at that time. But they said the building was not fully finished when they bought it. Hey, Rabbi Meltzer, were you there?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So I was there the first year that Rabbi Chaik was the Rosh Yeshiva.
Okay, so that was in
60. The yeshiva left.
So what the guys told me, I don't know, I wasn't there, that they were building it while they were in the building a little bit. And they were making fun of the Arab workers. They said,
It's just like Miami branch.
They went ahead and they built the wall. Then they decided they needed a window in the wall. So they knocked a hole in the wall. They put a window in. Then they finished off the wall. Then they decided they had to put electricity in the wall. So they knocked a hole in the wall. And they put the electric wires, and then they covered up the hole and finished the wall. Then they decided they had to put heating in. They knocked another hole in the wall, right? Now, I don't know if that, I wasn't there, can't tell you. But obviously the smart way of doing it is, if you know in advance that you're gonna need a window, you don't make a wall in the first place. So I don't know, is that what sort of like you're saying, Rabbi, that if Hashem makes a mitzvah, and every mitzvah, every time you're gonna have to do this mitzvah, you're gonna have to be over the Aveira, so don't make it into an Aveira. It's like a waste. Why are you making aveira and then you have to be daichet? There's no point to making an aveira and then have to be daichet. Well, why would you make an aveira and then have to be daichet every time? Just don't make it into an aveira. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
But would that explain why Biashnia would be mutter? In other words, he says that's yes. Why Biashnia is mutter. We want it to be an aveira. We're just not going to make it an aveira because it's silly. So it would be, but when it's Biashnia, where there's no silliness, maybe why don't we should make it into an aveira?
Mechanism motivation.
So when we're stuck, once we didn't make the Aveira, so we're stuck, we can't make it into Aveira. I mean, we make Aveira into Eish Yisach Shiyesh Lo Banim. So why couldn't we make it that Bia Rishayna is no Aveira and Bia Shnia is an Aveira?
It wouldn't accomplish the goal, because in most cases she wouldn't come pregnant. There wouldn't be continuation of the.
No, because that's not relevant. The Biashnia is not the.
What's the difference between mitzvah b'kach and the goal will never be able to happen?
I don't know. We don't assume the goal is becoming pregnant. That's whatever reason. That's apparently not true, because yibum is nothing. The fact that you're making the mitzvah yibum with ha'ara and Bia Rishayna, even though she doesn't become pregnant, apparently that's not the goal. I don't know.
It's not a continuation of the mitzvah. It's a continue with the bias
No mitzvah. According to these Tosfos, there's no mitzvah to get pregnant. Okay. Anyway,
Can I say to drop differently?
You can say whatever you want.
Maybe a drop differently is that since it is the Rama uses the lashon mishkachas law on aloy mishkachas law by in other words. By when it comes to, let's say, Chayiv Avaseh, he used a lashon that's this mishkachas law. We could find even other ways, but the mitzvah here is only mishkachas in this way, meaning it has to be that the ritzui that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it to be all beheter. He doesn't give a mitzvah and half of it's be'isser. The mitzvahs are all positive. You don't give a mitzvah and lick in the mitzvah is an isser. It has to be all positive. The mail of that positivity is going to go be the Rishonim, to be a Shniyah, the whole thing.
Not to be a Shniyah.
Because that's the Ritzvah that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, that mitzvah not to give any isser. It's the only way it's found. There's no reason to start putting Yisurim on it. It's the only way it's found. It's total matter.
I don't see why I can't go. Why be a Shniyah? Should be Mutter. I'm not so sure on this. In other words, for the sake of clarity, I want to make we have two at this point. There might be more, but right now we have two pshatim. I think it's roughly what you're saying is very similar. So I'm going to keep it in to make it two, even though there might be a nuance difference. But there are two different pshatim we have in the Ramah. My pshat was. Or Aaron Herzberg said was that the fact that Eish Yisroch causes the mitzvah is a simon that Eish Yisroch chain of bonim is a good thing. If it's a good thing, then you can't have an issur when something's good. It philosophically doesn't make sense. You only have issurim when something's bad. But if I care, this is something good. So it's a raya. That it's not logical for that you're missing the sibasa iser. It's a chisarin is that the sibasa iser is missing. That was the Aaron Herzberg Maib shot. The second shot is that no, sibasa iser is here. Of course, it's the sibasa iser is Aishita. But in order, sibasa iser is not usher unless Hashem asers based on the sibasa iser. And it's not reasonable that Hashem will actually ask her, even though there is a Tziva Sizer, if Hashem wants a mitzvah, because the Isser is going to interfere with your mitzvah all the time. So don't put an Isser which is going to interfere with the mitzvah. So the difference is very different. My shot was that it's not usher because you're missing the sibas and isser. So it's not, there's no, it's if you're missing the, we have a raya that you're missing the sibas and isser. So memeda, obviously there's no isser because you don't have an isser when you don't have a sibas and isser. And the other shot is that, no, it could be you have a sibas and isser. Eishasach is a sibas and isser. But it's not usher because Sibas Isser is not enough to make Isser. Isser has to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that because of the Sibas Isser, I'm making it Usser. But Hashem wouldn't do that here because it's going to make problems. Hashem doesn't actually make it Isser because he doesn't want to make problems for himself. Maybe he won't make the Sibas Isser too. I mean, you know, that could be the end result. You know, but there's a motivation. It's not a simon, it's a siba, right? It's a difference. According to Rabbi Chan, it's a siba. Since we want the mitzvah, it's a siba that we're not going to make it usher because we don't want isurim in our mitzvahs. We don't want isurim in our mitzvahs. So there's a siba. There's a positive siba that it shouldn't be usher. And according to me, it's not that there's a siba that it shouldn't be usher. There's a lack of a siba that it should be usher, right? So it's a simon.
How is that?
What?
How is that different than making bris on Shabbos? Bris on Shabbos is okay because we don't want
to. I'm sorry, I couldn't make out what you said. Well, start again. How is it different than what?
How is it different than making bris on Shabbos? The only reason the bris on Shabbos is okay because we don't want the isur to be during the bris.
Bris on Shabbos, Parshat Shad is Techiyah, because you can have a bris also on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So according to all the pshatim, neither pshat work, because since you can have the bris milah not on Shabbos, if you say it my way, that means that Shabbos is not the siba of the mitzvah. So therefore, that shot wouldn't work. If you say it Rabbi's way, it's not a making an Isser Shabbos is not going to block the mitzvah because worst comes to worst, you do the mitzvah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So it doesn't really block the mitzvah. So there it's working through Dechia. That's not a case. That would be a case of Dechia, not Hutra. That's why I think the Gemara wanted to learn out from there that I think that was one of the Gemara's possibilities. The question is, do we have any raya from the way he says it? Let's look at this lashon with the third line for the bottom. Avo gabe chayvim avim. Leka the meimar delo otzrachman chayvim avim klau. Ere b'makom yibum. You can't say that. Where would we get to say such a thing? So avadai, given the mishkachas la the mitzvah yibum, the mekayme be'alma v'shar nasha de'alma. We find mitzvah yibum by other women. Emelon will say the God also rachman akay ve'lavim. In other words, it could be the Torah answered even the makom yibum, except that then it goes off with the chiyah. Except it goes off with the chiyah. He'll go, Amos got answer Achman Achai Ve'lavim. He'll go talk to Birishar, okay, I don't know if I don't see any raya. I don't see any raya. And what about the Ramban? The Ramban, the Torah, so I thought I'd have to look in quickly.
Is there a svar that it should come back? It is, if the word is that it's never usar, is biyashniya such a kasha? If pshat is dechia, say the chalosis, if the word pshat is that it was never usar, so now the Torah is going to start an isar on biyashniya, it's just very funny also.
I don't know, maybe.
Good punch bowl.
Maybe that's what he means. Okay, so that would explain. The Torah is Adam. It doesn't seem to be any clearer.
I mean, isn't it a little bit more mashma my way? Because he's saying that by Chayvei Lavin, we could find Yibam by Shar Nashim.
So right.
If the pshat is that it can't be the same thing as both Tameh and Tar, it's good and bad. So who cares that we could find the mitzvah by other women? The point is that Hashem wouldn't make it an Avera. Why is it relevant that Mishkachas Yibam by the other women if the point
that's
is that...
an indication that this is not part of what's causing the mitzvah. And therefore, there's no problem that it's good and bad. If this isn't good at all. It's not causing the mitzvah.
Oh, I mean, since the mitzvah could be done by non-chayvei lavin women, so that shows that the lav is not what's making the mitzvah?
Right. It shows that the lav is not what's generating the mitzvah. Okay. Maybe we should look a little further. But there's an interesting other, there are two different ways of saying it. My recollection from, I don't know how many years ago, this was sits in my brain, but maybe it's not right. Is that Gupa, it's a machlekes Rishayim. It was mashma, some Rishayim said it one way, and some said it the other way, but I don't see.
Well, that's what Rabbi Chanan is saying.
Why we assume that? What?
It's not what Rabbi Chanan is saying.
No, Rabbi Chanan is saying.
And the Ra'a and the Ramban learned it's Hutra.
Right, but we're saying that in Hutra, we have two different versions. So that's what we're trying to figure out, which version are we saying in Hutra? That and we're saying in Hutra there's two versions. Is that the board seems to be that since you can only have the mitzvah when in this situation, then that's an indication that it's Hutra. So I was saying is because it's a philosophical thing. That's an indication that this is a Siba, so this is a Siba to bring about Kedusha. And when you have a Siba of Kedusha, you're lacking Siba Sa'isr. So it's philosophically not possible. It's like it's a simon. It's a simon that you're missing the cause of the Isser. And Rabbi is saying it's not a simon, it's a Siba. It's a Siba that Hashem won't aser it, because by making it aser, you're making extra efforts, and you're necessitating that we're going to always have to be deichen. Why would Hashem want that you should constantly be deichen? So it's just much more convenient, so to speak, or easier, or I don't know, that could be not the right word, but it's more straight. Just don't make it aser. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's up to you. Something's only usher because you made it usher. So don't make it usher if you're anyway going to be take it off anyway. So just don't make it usher in the first place.
What happened to the classic hutra that we thought that the mitzvah is so strong, or the mitzvah is given this way, that we matter it, not we don't push it away. We mamish matter. It means a usher, sibas isher, everything is there, but the mitzvah matters this thing in Gansen, and therefore, like Big Day Kahuna, they can wear it all day long. All the mamish are full blown heter.
Answering your question, because you read the Rabbi Chanan in Eis Gimel, he says that type of hutra is a super dechia. And that type of hutra, you could learn out the chia from hutra. That would not suffice to answer Taivis's kasha. Taivis's kasha was, why don't we learn out from here that esay deichen osay sheish makaris? So that's a third way. If shot is that it's really using the system of the chia, but it's deichen like by Shabbos. Shabbos, pikuach nefesh and Shabbos. So there, it's not that you need to be mechal of Shabbos to save someone's life. You can save a person's life on Sunday also. But Hashem is so motivated to get you to save the life, and he doesn't want that you should be worried about Shabbos, that Hashem is matir the Isser Shabbos.
Wait, 1 second. What does that mean you could save him on Sunday also? If he's dying now, he's not going to be around on Sunday.
No, but in theory, by Eishes Ach, by me, by Yibum, you'll never, ever, ever have a case of Yibum excepting by having been doing the Eishesach. So that's where both the Ramban and the Ramah say, we say it's this Hutra. And you can't learn out Esay Darchalosay. By the mitzvah of saving a life, not this individual, the mitzvah of saving a life exists on Sunday also. It's not like Yibum that you'll never have the mitzvah of Yibum without being over in Eshesach. You want to fulfill the mitzvah of saving a life. You could fulfill that mitzvah, with a different case, on Sunday. So the svara that over there is Hutra is for a different reason. Over there is Hutra because Hashem is so motivated that he wants you to save the life, and he's worried that if he's not going to be Hutra, you'll be a deterrent. You won't be motivated to go save the life. You'll be worried. So therefore, to go ahead and make sure that you'll do the mitzvah, so Hashem goes ahead and does a hutra to remove the iser. So Rav Chanan says in Eitz Gimel that a hutra like that, you can learn out the chia, because it's a super. It's because of the chia we're doing the hutra, because we want the chia so much that the Dechia even does a Hutra. I think that's what he says in Eis Gimel, right? He says, the time of Shadabra is that in the second paragraph. The field of name is claimed, it's Hutra. Because when you say it, I had there, It's the mitzvah is what motivating us to do hutra. So therefore, you can learn out as a daichalosa say. So now that's already different. That's when so that's a third case. In other words, there or a fourth case. Another, there's regular essay daichalosa say, which you if you find an essay daichalosa say, you can learn how to call Tarakuda that essay daichalosa say. There's a essay daichalosa say that because we want to be daichet, we're daichet so much that we're even after the Israel for the sake of Dechia. So then also you can learn how to essay daichalosa say. But over here, we're saying that it's only over here we're saying it's Hutra. And therefore, it's not that it's hutra because it's hutra because. So according to me, it's because there's no reason to make it aser. There's no reason to make it aser. So we're not going to make it. There's no reason. So b'chlal, there's no hutra because there's no reason to make it aser. According to Rafi, since we got in on the ground floor, we were motivated not to make it is usher, so we won't have to bother with it. So that's also so the isser never came about. The isser was never here. By Shabbos, the isser was here, and then we had to take it off. Right, that's the difference. By Shabbos, the isser there was an isser Shabbos. And now Pikuach Kepesh came along and we're taking off the Yisr Shabbos. So that's different. That's a super dechia.
Yeah, but by a carbon on Shabbos, when there's only no way to do a carbon musaf on Shabbos without doing that, that's clearly a hutra, but that's not a Pikuach Nefesh, but that's clearly Shechita is mutter on Shabbos because of the fact that the Torah wants that mitzvah and we matter it in Ganson. It's a different level. I don't know what I'm not sure what Rechon is saying. This is a different level.
I don't know, but either if it's say that way, so that is because we want the mitzvah. That's so that I think Rav Elchanan is saying that a hutra which comes about because there was already a mit an iser. The iser was first. There was an iser Shabbos. If you want to shuck something else, it's aser. You want to share so now we got a very big motivation. We want a Korban Pesach. So we stopped that Isser here. So that is a just super dechia. So then you could learn out essay daichalose. But in our case, if Shad is that the if you say it like Rafi, if Shad, the Isser never came about because they is a chacham arayis anoyad. So we never created this iser. So we saved ourselves the bother of having to do hutra or do tachia because the iser never came about. We don't have to take an iser that's already usher and transform it into heter. The iser was never an iser in the first place. Now there's a difference between an iser which exists and then you destroy it, and an iser that never existed in the first place. Both myself and Rafi are saying that the Ramah and the Ramban are saying that the Isser never existed in the first place. It's different than by Shabbos, the Hutra of Shabbos, where the Isser existed and then you're taking it off. It's totally different. Now, the only thing that we're disagreeing about is why the Isser never existed in the first place. I'm saying the Isser never existed in the first place because there's no, I have a simen that there's no Siva Sayisr. And he's saying that the Isser didn't exist in the first place because it would be silly to make an Isser because you're going to have to constantly take it off. So don't, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Hocham HaRayis HaNoylan, even though there might be a Siva Sayisr, but it's not a wise thing to do to make an Isser. Maybe you're going to have to keep on taking it off so you don't make an Isser.
Isn't Bia Shniyah a reason to make the Isser?
Yes. That's what I asked Rabbi. According to his pshat, Biyishniyah is a little shver. According to my pshat, Biyishniyah is not shver because it's just a simen.
It was not just shver. Why is a mutter? It's a kasha on Rafi's pshat, right? I thought Rabbi was asking before, why is Biyishniyah mutter? The existence of the presence, the mitzias of Biyishniyah, means that the whole svara of why make yisurim when 100% of the time you'll take it off, that's not really so true. It's also because it's usur, supposed to be usur. 99% of the time it will remain usur, even makam she'ein banim, and I have no way to get the mitzvah other than to be daichet at those times. It's like, that's really a kasha on the whole svara that Rafi's saying, no?
Okay, I don't know. I mean, the Ramban says that since my svara is so good, that explains why Biyishni is mutter. So you have to take that in that context.
You so never know when she's going to make him shame.
If svara is right, then Biyishni will become mutter. So what comes first, like the chicken or the egg? Like the svara is a good svara, and therefore, if I care, we'll make Biyishni a mutter too. So
how does that work? If the whole svara is the chiyah is a bad thing, clashes are bad, the Torah would never create a clash just for the sake of it when every time you're going to clash. But if you only want Bia Rishayna, Bia Shniya every time will be Asr, that's exactly why the Torah would need to create the Issa.
How can you make him shame if the Bia Shniya is going to be Asr? How can you make him shame? How do you know when she's going to make him shame? You have to make all the Bias Murta.
Is not, you don't need make him shame. We don't. That's whatever the Gemara says. I don't know the logic, but by chayve lavin, the din is by chayve lavin. You say an amana going a grusha, it falls to a kohen. So the din is esay daichalos. It says you do yibum bia rishayna, but that's it. You're not allowed to do bia shnia. You'll never get a kohen shame. So it says you're only even allowed to do ha'ara. You can't even do more than
a grusha. The kain, it could work, even though the brother's also a kain.
I don't know that. I don't know the mitzvahs. I know. So you.
Amana the kain gadol is a better example.
Okay, but Amana kain gadol is a lav asay. No.
Okay.
I need a lav, not a lav asay. So I don't know. I don't know the case.
Is it Yerushalmi that says Rabbi Yossi said he had five? He divorced them all after the first bia, and he had a lot of.
What?
This is Gemara in Yerushalmi that says abuse.
You surely can't have a child with an ara. According to Taib, it's only an ara's mother.
So, but not
Rabbi, I'm not sure that's true that you can't have a child with an ara.
That's what with Ha'ara and no further. Yeah, I don't think it's you can't.
He could be Mazri on Ha'ara.
It could be not Ha'ara. Then it's more than Ha'ara.
He could be Mazri and I only have Ha'ara.
But then it's not just Ha'ara. Then you're doing more than Ha'ara.
It's like the Sabra Bambatsu.
That's Guba that you're being Mazri as more than Ha'ara. When Titus says that Esai Daichalosa says you're only allowed to do Ha'ara, I assume that you're not allowed to do anything more than that physical ma'aser of ara. Anything extra is an avera. I don't know. Is it din in time or is it din in ma'aser? Okay, I'm not so sure.
Mostly, Myra is a physical thing, not a time.
Yeah. So, but if you're doing more physical things, because besides the ara, you're also sending out zera. So I would think that's usher. Because only the physical ma'isa, the bare minimal physical ma'isa is mutter. Anything else is not mutter. That's what I thought. Anyway, it seems that way in Taisus that you can't become pregnant from ahara.
That was our whole Taisus and Yud Gimel and Baba Basra that the Taisus says not be idna because you could do ba'ara and therefore not say the chalosa say we can't say.
Yeah, that was we also had the andavchat the ritvanim. Okay, anyway, the mice, I don't know, so I have to think about this. In other words, they're Rafi, they're attacking you. They're attacking your pshat, that according to your pshat, why would Bia Shniya be aser adarabba. Why is bishniya mutter? Make bishniya aser. And then Dov is saying, and then gufa, once you're making bishniya aser, then you should bring back tichia, because it's not pshat that there's a necessity to make the iser. You had to make an iser for bishniya, and once you had to make it for bishniya, we make it. You know, the whole point is it's silly to make an iser. It's not silly to make an iser because I needed it for bishniya. Okay, I hear. I don't know. I'll have to look up. I must have doubts somewhere.
She's not an aserable lady. She's not an aserable. The Rama says she herself is not an aserable lady. And Aisha's Kach, she ain't loy bonim, but never had an iser on her.
Why not? Why don't
because
we?
Because she's Spitz Yibum. She's not maybe Nasi Shul Choldover. You could also say, but I'm saying, why?
We're trying to figure out what that svar is. Why? Just because the only way you can do Yibum is with an Eish Yisach, why does that mean that Eish Yisach is not an Isser?
Because Eish Yisach is not also the only by even Mechayv Yilav, and it's only because of the Lav Shabbai. It's not the Eish Yisach Shabbai. We never answered, but even though it's only because of the Lav is still there. But she herself is not the problem. It's not the Eish Yisach that's preventing it. The Eish Yisach is not returning by Chayv Yilavin. It's the Lav Shabbai.
Yeah, but the question is what the Hezber. Tavis learned the Hezber is because the Eish Yisach is Esay Doech Elosa say when it's Mitzvah Sobekach. But the Yad Ramah is saying it's not working through Esay Doech Elosa say, but rather, because if we'll be working through Esay Doech Elosa say, we would learn out from there that Esay Doech Elosa Sheish Bakaris. So he says that it's Mukhruch, that it's not Esay Doech Elosa, but it's the question we're trying to figure out what makes it Mukhruch. What makes it Mukhruch if not Esay Doech Elosa? Okay.
I saw just now, I was looking, the Birim Vyunim goes to both Shatem and the Arama, both these.
What? Posters.
The Rebbe goes through both these two pshatim and the Yad Rama.
What does he say?
he has a tema on Rebbe's way that how does whole the istri make sense if the pshat is that there's no siba to aser.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
So then he switches to my way, I think.
Yeah, okay, and that's it?
That's what it looks like. I'm skimming, but...
Okay, so maybe that's what happened. Okay, I don't know. I didn't read.
I have to think about Rabbi Shapiro's kasha that I hear.
Okay, all right, Shikayach, everyone. We'll have to. Okay, have a good Shabbos. After Sunday. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure we'll go weiter or not. Okay, Shikayach.
Thank you, Evan. Good Shabbos.
Thank you.